So even a few years ago, this story might seem futuristic and kind of, you know, the Bourne identity kind of thing. Flash drives, little flash drive memory chips that you can plug into a USB port and,
right.
and you know, download photographs and everything. But today you probably have one, you know, in the bottom of your backpack or in your purse.
Or attached
around.
To your key ring.
Yeah. Well, one of those flash drives was apparently responsible for what eventually has become possibly the worst computer breach of military computers. And here to explain it to us is Dan Kaminsky, a security researcher and the chief scientist for Recursion Ventures, a computer security company in San Francisco, California. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So in 2008, we understand a foreign intelligence agent apparently used a flash drive to infect computers and take advantage of something that is really understood today to be a flaw in the Internet's domain name system. First of all, this was reported by the Los Angeles Times. What exactly happened in your view?
All right. Well, once upon a time, before the Internet, viruses were still around, and they were spread through floppy disks. You know, one person would get infected and would move to another disk, would move to another disk. And that was just kind of how things worked before the Internet came along. Well, at the end of the day, we got all these crazy new systems for exchanging emails and photos and this and that. But it's not like the old, what we call sneakernet, went away. You know, you still needed a way to move data from one computer to another just because they were in the same room. And we decommissioned floppy disks, but we got flash drives instead. But the basic vector, the basic concept of the how information transfers, the attacks could still work. And what happened in this situation, nothing to do with the domain name system, just had to do with the very old way that viruses used to spread, got used again.
And what we're talking about here is using mechanisms that are within the software of all sorts of Internet applications and software applications to redirect email, to redirect data from one destination to another.
Well, when you put a CD-ROM into a computer, one of the things that your computer will do is it'll look at the CD-ROM and say, oh, you know, you put this disk into me. Certainly I must trust you and must trust any software that might be on here. Maybe there's a program, an installer. Maybe I'm supposed to see, you know, you got to fix Office or Outlook. This process is called auto-run. And we have had problems where viruses will configure auto-run not to update your software or fix things, but to actually infect you with malicious software, what we call malware.
And all of this, Dan Kaminsky, security researcher for Recursion Ventures, a computer security company, all of this is well known. But what explains the Pentagon just now acknowledging that this breach actually took place and that their countermeasures to deal with it maybe haven't been so effective? This was originally reported back in 2008.
Ah, now that is the interesting question. See, there's no question that major attacks have been happening. Major attacks have been going on for the last decade. I mean, literally hacking is something a child has been doing. So, you know, if kids are doing this, let me tell you, intelligence services have been doing this. So there's no question that attacks have been happening. The interesting aspect is always when people are talking about them. A little while ago, Google actually came public with the fact that not only were they attacked, but that they were attacked by Chinese interests. And that assertion was actually backed by the State Department and by a limited number of other companies, which is well understood to be somewhere around 35 or 40. Bad stuff is going on out there. It's not a question. It's not a, you know, maybe. It just is. The fact that people are talking about it now generally implies that they're doing something about it or they want to do something about it.
All right, well, let's focus on the doing something about it piece. I mean, we're familiar with the NSA monitoring phone conversations and using these complicated word search programs to try to figure out if people are chattering about terrorist attacks, et cetera. I mean, as intuitive as that is, it sounds just indescribably complex in actual practice. There's a new U.S. Cyber Command at Fort Meade that was set up in May. Any sense of what they're up against here, and do they have the technology to actually do something about it, as you say?
The technological base of our society is now information technology. This is how we work. We couldn't go back. We could never go back to the old way that business was done. It wouldn't scale. But the thing is, it was never designed to be safe. It was never designed to be predictable under attack. It was designed to work. It was designed to work against random failure. And the great challenge that everybody has, that public organizations have, that private industry has, is how do we take this thing that works very well under random attack and deal with something on the scale of state actors? It's very hard, but a whole bunch of energy is going in this direction. We just saw Intel buy McAfee.
Right, but say that again?
You know, we just saw Intel buy McAfee.
Oh, right, okay, gotcha.
$7.5 billion.
Gotcha. The security company Intel bought. Okay, then before we go, are you saying that the use of firewalls or creating encrypted parallel networks within the military that are hermetically sealed from these kinds of intrusions is not really a strategy that's going to work here?
There's this great quote that amateurs talk about strategy and professionals talk about logistics. At the scale of the military, you know, the United States military has the largest computer network in the world. It has problems on a scale that dwarf almost everyone else. It's very hard to take the traditional rules of security and apply them at that level of operation. And the big thing everyone has to figure out how to do is make it work even though it's that big.
But the scale means the military is actually more vulnerable, not less. Its increasing computer power makes it more vulnerable to attack, not less. Kind of like the heat signature of a helicopter.
Pretty much. I mean, it's the biggest of the big.
So it's the easiest target.
That's just how it is.
All right, Dan Kaminsky, thanks so much for brightening my day this morning. It's really terrific. Dan Kaminsky, security researcher, chief scientist for Recursion Ventures, computer security company. Thanks so much.
Happy to help.
You are not safe. Have a good day.